天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，我是主持人小环，很开心呢可以跟大家在天路导向中相遇。我们现在学习的系列是奇异恩典，恩典呢和是否得救一直是我们关心并且争论的话题。那么何为真正的恩典，又何为真正的得救呢？是否受洗就意味着得救？是否每个礼拜来教会，在教会服事，遵守规条就是得救呢？神说，你们可以在恩典中得自由，可是这又是什么意思呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们仔细的来思考，一起听听看麦克牧师是怎么说的吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome back to this broadcast.
欢迎你再次收听我们的节目。
In our last broadcast, we started looking at the stern warning that Paul gives to the Galatians about turning to legalism.
上次节目，我们看到了保罗是怎样严厉警告加拉太人，不可变为律法主义者。
We saw that in the epistle to the Galatians,
我们从以弗所书看到加拉太书。
When the apostle Paul uses the term fallen from grace,
保罗用到从恩典中坠落的这一句话。
He means that we are turning to legalism and its rules instead of to Christ.
它是指我们倾向律法主义而不是基督。
Let's look again at Galatians chapter 5.
让我们再来看一遍加拉太书第五章。
And specifically verses 4 and 5.
特别是第四、第五两节。
Can you find those in your Bible?
请翻开你的圣经。
The word of God said,
我们读神的话。
You who are trying to be justified by law, having been alienated from Christ, you have fallen away from grace.
你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
But by faith we eagerly await through the Spirit the righteousness for which we hope.
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候所盼望的义。
Paul is saying to the Galatians that to fall from grace is to fall into legalism.
保罗说，加拉太人从恩典中坠落，就是落入律法主义。
And since choosing legalism is to abandon grace which relates us to God.
而选择律法主义就是抛弃那使我们与神接连的恩典。
That means we have turned away from the all-sufficient saving work of Christ.
也就意味着我们弃绝了基督丰满的救赎之功。
In fact, this is what the epistle to the Galatians is all about.
实际上，这就是加拉太书和以弗所书的全部信息。
Next to the epistle to the Romans, Galatians is the most significant document in Christian history.
仅次于罗马书，加拉太书是基督教史上最重要的书卷。
Galatians is the centerpiece of the Protestant Reformation.
也是新教改革的中心文献。
In fact, Martin Luther called this epistle Catherine van Buren.
实际上，马丁·路德曾称他为凯瑟琳·温普伦。
That was the name of his wife.
这是他妻子的名字。
Because he said, I am wedded to it.
因为他说，我已与这书结合，成为一体。
I would like to give you a little background to this epistle.
我想和大家分享一点加拉太书的背景。
Paul preached the gospel of grace in Asia Minor.
保罗在小亚细亚传恩典的福音。
People received salvation by grace.
人们靠着恩典得救。
And the church was established.
并建立了教会。
Then came a bunch of Judaizers.
后来出现了一群犹太律法师。
Who are the Judaizers?
谁是犹太律法师呢？
These Judaizers, like all of their modern-day successors, are very deceptive.
这些人非常狡猾，正如现在许多成功者一样。
First, they undermined Paul's credibility.
他们首先诋毁保罗的可信度。
Then, they undermined the gospel that Paul preached.
然后再将他所传的福音打折扣。
When people don't like the truth, they first undermine the preacher of the truth.
当人厌弃真理时，他们首先是贬低传道者。
Then they attack the truth that they don't like.
然后再攻击他们讨厌的真理。
Here in the epistle to the Galatians, Paul becomes the most indignant that we have ever seen him.
在加拉太书中，我们从未见过保罗这样义愤填膺。
Why?
为什么？
Because he knew that when you teach that salvation is through grace plus whatever that plus is,
因为他知道，当你所教导的救恩是在恩典之外加上某些东西时，不管这东西是什么，
You are repudiating the whole gospel of Jesus Christ.
你就是把整个救恩打了大折扣。
When you teach that salvation is through faith plus something else,
当你所教导的救恩是在信心之外加上某种东西时，
You empty the cross of Christ of its value and power.
你就是基督十字架的价值和能力落空了。
And that is why Paul is so emphatic in Galatians 5, 2 and 4.
这就是为什么保罗在加拉太书五章二到四节中如此强调说，
If a person is trying to be saved by works,
如果一个人想要靠着行为来称义，
That person has fallen from grace into legalism and therefore cannot be saved.
这个人就从恩典中坠落到律法主义里，所以无法得救。
Because no one can be saved by legalism.
因为没有人能靠着律法得救。
2,000 years after the New Testament spelled this out so clearly,
2,000 年前新约已经清晰地告诉我们
that salvation is through grace alone.
得救是本乎恩。
So many people are still preaching salvation through legalism and rituals.
但有些人却在传一种靠行律法而称义的救恩。
This, of course, misleads millions of poor, misguided souls.
这自然误导了许多可怜的灵魂。
Let me give you an illustration.
我来为大家解释一下。
I read a story recently that some years ago,A missionary in Africa was trying to explain the Christian life to an old tribal chief.
最近我读到一个故事，说几年前非洲有一个宣教士想向一位部落的老酋长解释基督徒的生命。
After many hours, the aged tribal chief said,
过了几个小时，老酋长问道，
I don't understand.
我不了解。
You told me that I must not take my neighbor's wife.
你告诉我不能霸占邻居的妻子
or his ivory,
或是他的财宝
or his oxen,
或是他的牛羊
You also said that I must not dance the war dance.
你还说我不能在战争中投机取巧
nor ambush my enemy on the trail and kill him.
也不能在敌人失利时埋伏他杀了他
That's right, said the enthusiastic missionary.
太对了，宣教士热情地回答道。
The worn-out old warrior said,
满脸沧桑的老酋长却说，
But I cannot do any of these things anymore. I'm too old for that.
但我根本不会做这些事，因为我太老了。
Being too old and being a Christian must be the same thing.
做老人和做基督徒一定是一样的。
Do you see why this poor tribal chief was confused?
你看见为什么这位老酋长会这样混为一谈吗？
And that is why we should be thanking God every day for preserving His word for us today.
这就是为什么我们需要常常感谢神将他的话语保存到今天赐给我们。
We have the word so that we can know the errors and the wrong and the false teaching.
我们靠神的话语就能分辨真假对错。
The Word of God teaches us the difference between man's way and God's way.
神的话教导我们人的方式和神的方式的区别。
Make no mistake about it, legalism is man's way and not God's way.
请大家一定不要搞错了，律法主义绝不是神的方式。
It is a historical fact that by the 4th century, many monks lived on a diet of bread and salt water.
在公元四世纪以前，修士们都只吃面包和盐水，这是历史事实。
Some wore only loincloth of thorns.
有些人只穿粗麻布做的衣服。
One by the name of Simon Stylites prostrated himself 1,224 times a day.
有一个名叫西门斯戴勒的修士，每天俯伏膜拜1,224次。
Why?
为什么？
All of these things were done to try to earn the favor of God.
他们想要讨好神。
And yet the Bible says that God's grace is unmerited and undeserved favor.
然而圣经却告诉我们，神的恩典原是我们不配得的。
And that is why Jesus Christ lambasted the Pharisees and called them all the names in the book.
这就是为什么耶稣要大大斥责法利赛人。
He called them hypocrites, he called them snakes, he called them brood of vipers, he called them fools, he called them blind guiding the blind, he called them whitewashed tombs.
他叫他们假冒为善的人，又叫他们毒蛇的种类，愚蠢的人，瞎子领瞎子等等。
Why did he use such harsh language?
为什么他用了那么严厉的话？
Because the Pharisees loaded their people with so many rules and regulations that were not in the Bible.
因为法利赛人用了许多不是在圣经里的条条框框来压迫百姓。
But the question that always follows, saved by grace alone, is this.
那紧跟着得救是本乎恩的问题是。
Now that we are saved by grace, can we just go on and break every one of the commandments?
既然我们是因恩典得救，那么我们可以继续违背神的律法吗？
Again, let me repeat what I said in the last broadcast.
让我再来重复一次我在上次节目中提过的内容。
Anyone who believes that they can continue to live a sinful life has never experienced the grace of God.
无论是谁，只要他以为可以凭着恩典继续犯罪，这人就从没经历过神的恩典。
In other words, that person is not saved at all.
换句话说，这人根本没有得救。
The Bible tells us that those who are saved by grace keep the commandments.
圣经告诉我们，凡得救的就必遵守神的命令。
Those who are saved by faith alone are not habitual lawbreakers.
凡因信称义的就不再活在罪中。
Those who have experienced the love and the grace of God,
凡经历过神的大爱和恩典的人，
not only keep the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law.
不再遵循律法的仪文，乃是律法的精义。
So that they not only refrain from killing,
所以他们不仅不会杀人，
but also they do not even hate,
他们甚至不去恨人。
They not only do not covet,
他们不仅不再贪婪，
but also they love sacrificially,
甚至学会了牺牲。
They not only do not take revenge,
他们不仅不去报仇，
but also they forgive and love their enemies,
甚至原谅并且爱他们的敌人。
The Bible tells us that there are people who can keep the externals of the laws,
圣经告诉我们，有些人是遵守律法的表面仪文，
but deep down they are haters.
但内心深处他们充满仇恨。
Deep down they are prideful.
他们骄傲自满。
Deep down they are angry.
他们满心怒气。
Deep down they are covetous.
他们贪得无厌。
Deep down they are idolaters.
他们崇拜偶像。
Deep down, they are adulterers.
他们淫乱误会。
Then how is a Christian who is saved by grace alone able to keep not only the letter of the law, but also the spirit of it?
那么一个单靠恩典得救的基督徒怎样才能既守律法的表面又守律法的精义呢?
That's a good question.
这是一个好问题。
Because when you are saved by grace alone,
因为当我们被恩典救赎的时候,
the Holy Spirit of God comes in and lives on the inside of you.
神的圣灵住进我们的心中。
The Holy Spirit of God empowers you to do the impossible.
神的圣灵使我们有能力做不可能的事。
The Holy Spirit of God strengthens us to do what is not humanly possible.
圣灵给你我力量做人手所不能做的事。
The Holy Spirit of God guides us to do what is humanly undoable.
圣灵引导你我做人所不能的。
Legalism imposes an outward code, but it can never change the person's inner nature.
律法主义强加一些外在的仪文，但却永不能改变人的本质。
Legalism enforces an outward appearance, but it can never enable you to please God.
律法主义带给人表面的形象，却不能使你讨神的喜悦。
Grace, on the other hand, provides the inner desire and gives us the power to obey God.
然而，恩典却使我们由衷的渴望顺服神。
Grace empowers us to be all which God intends for us to be.
恩典使你我有能力成为神所想要我们成为的人。
Grace makes us free to serve.
恩典给你我侍奉的自由。
Grace gives us freedom to love.
恩典给你我爱的自由。
Grace gives us freedom to give.
恩典给你我有施予的自由。
Grace gives us freedom to sacrifice.
恩典给你我牺牲的自由。
Grace gives us freedom to obey.
恩典给你我顺服的自由。
So, my listening friend, listen very carefully as we come toward the end.
所以我亲爱的朋友在节目快要接近尾声时请仔细听我说
To fall from grace is to refuse to accept that it is grace alone and only grace can make you acceptable to the Father
从恩典中坠落就是不接受单单凭恩典可以使我们达到天父面前的这个事实
Now there are some people who think that legalism is hard
有些人觉得遵守律法很难
On the contrary,
恰好相反,
legalism is easy.
遵守律法很简单。
It is relatively easy not to murder.
不杀人较为容易。
It is hard to reach out and love someone who despises you.
而去爱那些敌视你的人却不容易。
It is relatively easy not to commit adultery.
不奸淫较为容易。
It is hard to keep on loving your spouse more than you love yourself.
而爱配偶胜过爱自己却不容易。
It is relatively easy to pay taxes.
缴纳税款较为容易。
It is much harder to give sacrificially.
而无私的牺牲却很难。
Living in the Spirit is to be in constant openness to the Holy Spirit's guidance.Even if I do not like where he takes me.
活在圣灵中就是要不断迎接圣灵的带领即便我不知他会带我通向何方。
Living in the Spirit makes me more conscious of what I have left undone than brag about what I've done.
活在圣灵中使我不断发现我还没有做好的而不是为已做到的自我炫耀。
Living in the Spirit forbids me from putting on a social mask.
活在圣灵中可以防止我戴上社会面具。
Living in the Spirit convicts me to avoid false comparisons with other Christians.
活在圣灵中使我不去和其他基督徒相比较。
Someone once said,
有人曾说,
The ultimate effect of legalism is to lower our views of God.
律法主义的最终影响是让我们低看神的能力。
What often overwhelms me is not how much I have done.
使我们倍感困惑的不是我已经做了多少。
But how much God's grace is lavished upon me.
乃是神用了多少恩典来装饰我们。
Especially when I know that I am not deserving of it.
特别是当我们知道自己有多么不配时。
Do you want to live in victory and power?
你想过一个得胜有能力的生活吗？
Get to really know Jesus.
来真正认识耶稣吧。
Get to know the overwhelming love of Jesus.
来认识耶稣无比的大爱。
Put yourself in the place of receiving the grace of Jesus.
把你自己放在可以接受恩典的位置。
And you can do that right now.
你可以现在就这么样做。
Say to him,
对他说,
I come to you.
我来到你面前,
unworthy and undeserving.
是这么的不配。
But I want to receive your grace.
但我想得到你的恩典。
Thank you that you never turn me away.
谢谢你从不拒绝我。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Until we see you next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的教导和安详的翻译。原来真正让我们明白救恩和神的大能是神的圣灵，而真正得着救恩的人呢，会凭着圣灵的能力在神的爱中得着真正的自由。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，其实我们很多时候无法真正的明白某人是否得救，因为神看的是内心，不是外在。那对于我们自己来说呢，更要时时刻刻的祷告和悔改，求神的灵充满，遵守他的命令，在爱中得着自由。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
耶稣，我要敬。